thought you were here. They're going to be sharing about their ministry with us today, and you can fill in some of the background of history. So as you see, there's many people here that may not know you, so we welcome you. God bless you.
Well, good morning. It's very good to be back at Grace Bible Church. My lovely wife, Christy. They did endeavor to set this morning, but I've never really handled one of those, and I imagined I would spend the entirety of the service figuring out how to put it on my ear. So I said I'll go with a handheld, and that should get us by quite nicely. But just want to thank everyone for having us back up this week to update folks on our ministry. We've been serving with New Tribes Mission officially since 1998, when the Lord had us in Mexico. Our training years take us back a bit further than that, but it's just a joy to be back up here. In the last 10 years that we've ministered at the New Tribes Training Center, we've averaged about a trip up once every 3 years, and those previous trips were just a whirlwind weekend trip up and back. This time we had the opportunity to fit that into a week, so we were here with you last Sunday, which was very nice, and then just your hospitality, the various homes you've been into, the opportunity to meet so many folks that we've known for years, and to meet some new families to Grace have just simply been incredible. And it's always exciting for us, besides just sharing what the Lord's been doing in our lives in ministry, but to come back to see a church that has obviously grown since our last visit, and just the activities, the ministry involvement, the outreach into the local communities, so everything from the updates of things happening in other parts of the world, the things the teens have going on, this has just been a real blessed time for us as a family, the fellowship, and just seeing the life of Grace and your ministry, not only in this community, but worldwide through the ministry of New Tribes Mission that we're involved with and the other missionaries throughout the world that you have a part in reaching others. Through the Grace Bible Church family. Try to move things along a little bit quickly here for you. Trying to be brief, like I said, many of you know us very well. Christy's history with Grace Bible Church actually goes back prior to Grace Bible Church. Her mother, Linda Craig, came through the missionary training in Fredonia in the mid-1980s, and they were part of the fellowship at Open Door Bible Church in Fort Washington. A number of years later, Christy returns, goes through the training as a single girl. At that point, Grace Bible Church has been started, and she's part of the fellowship here. And a lot of those folks, like I said, are still here. And I wasn't even in the picture at this point. Christy completes her missionary training in Fredonia, goes down to Camdenton, Missouri, which was the site of the language and linguistics school. And there, she just happened to meet someone not unlike any young single man in the church here today. And she was there, involved in a small group that I was a part of. And she challenged me about my life and involvement in missions over a very short period of time. Besides being interested in Christy herself, the Lord opened my eyes to the opportunities in the world of missions abroad. I came into the training myself, and so during our time in Waukesha in Bible school, never knowing where you might end up completing your training at, we decided, you know, we maybe not be in Fredonia, so let's make the drive from Waukesha to Grace and be part of the fellowship here. And so for those 2 years, part of the time engaged, and then after we were married, we had the opportunity for probably a year and a half to be involved here at Grace. Back in the days of every Sunday, we set up and tore down. And so just a lot of very good memories. And we just thank you for this week of building more memories here with you. So kind of bringing us up to speed then, as I mentioned, and if they would like to go ahead and bring up the opening slide to the PowerPoint. For this trip up and bringing folks up to date this year, we're going to endeavor to try to let a lot of our New Tribe students do a lot of the talking with you. Now, some of this we will be speaking for them, and a little bit later we'll have a video clip where you'll hear from a lot of the students themselves. But as I mentioned, we do serve with New Tribes Mission. We served from 1998 to 2004 in the country of Mexico. And during our time there, besides learning Spanish, we became involved in the national training program in the country of Mexico up to 2004. So after 6.5 years there, we were in the States for a furlough home assignment year, and the mission leadership asked us to consider going on staff at the training center in Camdenton. At this point, they're consolidating all the training to one location, and so our ministry has been in Camdenton for the last 10 years at the training center. Christy's responsibilities, which she'll share about in just a few short minutes, have covered a broad spectrum, and she's had some recent changes in the last few months. For the entire 10 years there, the biggest portion of my involvement has really been trying to keep the campus running. I'm not the only person involved in maintenance on the training facility, but my sphere of responsibility covers a lot of the mechanical systems, which can range from a waste treatment facility, 50 horsepower pumps that supply spring water. All of our heating and cooling is through a geothermal system. So everything with heating and air conditioning, all the campus appliances. We have no cafeteria, so all of our students live in apartments that are furnished stove, refrigerator. So I'm kind of the major appliance, heating, air conditioning, and waste treatment operator. So a lot of things going on. Some of those things I have backups for, some things I don't, which is why so many years I just made these whirlwind trips up. But everyone acknowledged you need to be able to get away, and so we thank the Lord for that. So I think I'll transfer this to Christy, and we'll advance to the next slide and let her talk a little bit more about our family.
As you can see, well, some of you don't know, we actually have 3 children. We have an adult daughter and a son in college. Before we came here, we took our first picture as a family for ministry without our older children in it because it was time for them to grow up and leave the home. So this is Wayne and I and Adriana. And like it says, we've served at the training center for 10 years, but before that, we were 6.5 years in Mexico. This is our daughter, Becca. She's 22, and just like it says, she just got her upper elementary degree in education, and on August 2nd, she'll be flying to Guadalajara, Mexico, and she will be teaching at an international Christian school down there. We're super excited. We're super thankful for modern technology. We're all about Skype. We're all about WhatsApp. It's an app that you can text kids that are overseas, and it's going to be a great opportunity for Becca. She has agreed to 2 years of teaching over there, and then she'll see where she goes from there. And then we have Josh. That's our son. He is it's an illusion of him sitting there. He's actually 6'4", and he'll be a junior at Southwest Baptist University in the fall. It's a college that's only about an hour and 15 minutes from us. He is majoring in Christian studies and psychology. Right now he's involved with a local jail ministry as well, and is looking to the Lord as to what he should use his degree for and what God has for him.
As we mentioned, being at the Missionary Training Center and my primary ministry involvement being in the world of maintenance, and Christy having covered a pretty decent spectrum of activities, everyone that's on staff, whether you're a classroom instructor, construction worker, maintenance, child care worker, working in the business office, when they consolidated all the training to one location, a big concern that we had was, as opposed to in the days of Fredonia, Baker City, Durant, Mississippi, where you had small staff and student populations, so the ratio was staff to student was very small. So the concern was a bigger campus, more students. We didn't want people to be falling through the cracks, to miss the one-on-one closer discipleship we often had training centers. So everybody, regardless of what you're involved with in, quote, official ministry, is geared towards the one-on-one relationships and discipling, mentoring the students. And so several of these folks we're going to just highlight just briefly are folks that were involved in mentor discipleship groups that Christy and I were a part of, and some will just be students that, through daily interaction, folks that I worked with in campus ministry, ladies that Christy had close friendships with. But just for you guys to understand and appreciate the far-reaching effects that Grace Bible Church is having in being a part of the training ministry and just the fingers stretching out to the various parts of the world. So we'll start with Andy and Jenny Smith. And Andy and Jenny and their lovely kids you see right there, they're from up in the northern Illinois area. And just we were ones that worked with them in a very close-knit small group. Both of them outstanding language learners and aptitude for linguistics. They excelled through the course, just built great relationships with them as a family, and then they're currently serving in the Asia-Pacific region. Brian and Rachel Rich, another missionary family. Brian grew up as an MK in Brazil, so he was fluent in Portuguese as he completed the training. He had met his wife Rachel, not as Christy and I met, but they were both students, singles, at the training center. And then they've completed their studies in the States. They're now located in Brazil. They've had their first child. And we can be praying for this family as you have opportunity to bring them to mind. Their little one does have a heart issue, and in the very near future will be undergoing a surgery in the country of Brazil to take care of that minor heart defect. Cameron and Katie Pryor, they're both grew up as missionary children. In fact, years ago in Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania, where we completed our training, Katie's parents were fellow students of ours. They both grew up in the country of Paraguay, and they grew up there as missionary children, got married, and then they've completed the training. Cameron has aviation training. He's taken the linguistics course. He's taken missionary technology. He's taken literally every course available to them. And just recently, they arrived in West Africa. And this picture is them at a local wedding in one of the churches there in West Africa.
This is Chris and Evie Jones. They went through the training probably about 6 years ago, and they are in the Pai Tribe in PNG. They literally just finished tribal language study about a month ago, and for the first time, Chris was able to share a story about Christ with one of the tribal people, and it was just with the purpose for Chris to have the opportunity to share some spiritual truth in the tribal language. They are coming home right now. They've just arrived home in the last week to do their first year of home assignment and to have their first baby. When they return, they will start with translation, and they will also start with the teaching of the Word of God to this tribal language. So we're super excited about this couple.
I don't know if any of you may recognize the wife in this picture. This is Cliff and Carrie Hunting. Likewise, two individuals that grew up as New Tribes missionary children. And Carrie is a weaver. And I know the Weaver family who served in Indonesia were from somewhere in this general area. Don't know the specific community, but the Weavers and the Huntings, both missionaries for years in Indonesia. And Cliff is one of our NTM aviation pilots, and they're currently serving in Mexico. And then also flying for New Tribes and United Indian Mission, and they have three children.
This is Colton and Shauna Williams. They're another couple that we really enjoyed having on campus. They came at about 20 years old. They had gotten married right out of high school, and they seemed like they were just so young on campus, and yet they just threw themselves into the training. Both of them are linguists. Both of them are amazing language learners. And right now, they're in the Kumon tribe of PNG in the Highlands. And the Highlands happens to have some of the roughest languages and most difficult languages to learn as far as tribal language learning goes. And they will be coming home in the next probably 6 months because she is pregnant with their second child, and it is not safe to be having a child in Papua New Guinea. And cost-wise, it's the same to fly to Australia as it is to fly home, so they might as well fly home and have grandparents available and their church available to help out with the birth of their child. This is Crystal Pierce. She went through the training, must have been in our first couple years there. She went down to Mexico as a single, learned Spanish, and then she finished up her Spanish language study living in Mexico City at a very small training center that New Tribes has in Mexico City. And then at that point, she transferred back up to the National Training Center in near Chihuahua, Mexico, and that's what she's involved with now. Oh, this is my friend Emily. She's she just finished a training in spring of 2014. She has not gone on with New Tribes Mission. I did do individual mentoring with her. Her parents aren't quite ready to let her go overseas as a single, and in desiring to be honor them and not upset them too much, which is completely understandable. We prayed for an opening in some other direction, and God opened the door for her to go to Alaska. She's working at a Bible college in Alaska that's only for Native Americans and Eskimos. So she is literally using all of the training that God has put her through with New Tribes Mission, except for learning a foreign language. But at one point in time last year, there were 44 different nationalities at her Bible college. And some of those are actually fighting Native Americans within Alaska. So she said it can become very interesting between the students. And this next year, she's been asked to be the resident director over all the single lady students. And this is my friend Janelle. For 2 years, we were prayer partners. Our first semester, we were assigned as prayer partners. And then we took our name out of the pool so that we could stay prayer partners for the 2 years together because we hit it off so well. She actually served in Bolivia as an associate teacher, then served in Africa as an associate teacher with New Tribes Mission. Then she returned and went through the training. She is very good with linguistics. She also went through linguistics, the linguistics course. So as she is a homeschool consultant and travels to all the different tribes within West Africa to help all the parents who are homeschooling their children, she will also be helping anybody who's breaking down the language and give her input and help if they get stuck in any situation.
This young family is John and Jesse George. And it's hard to rate levels of difficulty and challenges folks have faced, but in the years they've been in Papua New Guinea, they have encountered probably some of the most heart-wrenching situations that our folks have encountered. And some of these things, like we learned about this morning, the abductions, the kidnappings of the folks in the African villages, the people sold off into slavery in different ways, just the darkness that's throughout this world, and not just isolated to other parts of the world, the darkness that's in our own society. But literally, they're in the Hewa tribe in Papua New Guinea. And as you're aware from, if you followed other folks that have ministered in PNG, I know you're familiar with the Boothby's ministry, a lot of you with Linda Craig's ministry, the fear of the spirit world, the sorcery, the witchcraft, things that are involved within a lot of these cultures prior to exposure to the gospel. This tribe is known for just literally taking and killing any of the women they feel have been involved in witchcraft. So they've literally had cases of having to remove women from the tribe that are been under threats of murder, just trying to protect them long enough to learn the language, culture, to be able to share the truth and God's love with them. So they've had horrible situations of trying to protect some of these people that are suspected of being involved in sorcery. And then also, just as we know, even in our culture, the suicide rates are terrible. John Michael himself, I think, has had two separate language helpers that just over the course of working with him and just the hopelessness that they have in life, even though they're working with someone that's endeavoring to bring them truth and God's light, just they've given up even in the process. And so he's lost two language helpers to taking their own lives. That's John and Jesse George.
This is Yaku and Mary Coetzee. Yaku is from South Africa. Mary joined our group as a single and met Yaku, and we kind of absorbed Yaku into our group as they were dating and got engaged and married. They are not going to be going on with New Tribes Mission, but they will be going on with Pioneer Missions and using all the different tools that they've used. In the picture, you can see that she's holding a newborn baby. Mariah only lived for 6 days because she was born with trisomy 18. They knew when Mary was about 6 months along that the baby did have trisomy 18. And they just recently, this happened in the last two, wait, Mariah was a month old as of about 3 days ago. She would have reached her month date of birth. But so this all has happened very recently. Right now, they're just going through the grieving process, and then they will turn their focus back on to heading to West Africa. But they're a great couple, and we're super excited to see where God takes them. The tall lady in the middle is Lindsay Burrows. She is very tall, and she is in Indonesia, and she makes everybody else look very short, and she seems even taller. Lindsay is a single lady who was roommates with one of the single ladies that was in our small group. Lindsay and our daughter Becca really hit it off, so we spent a lot of time together. Once again, Lindsay's another one that's just an amazing language learner, amazing with linguistics, and super independent, and she has finished national language study, and she's preparing to move into a tribe with another couple that we're good friends with, and we're super excited to see what happens there.
This couple you probably don't remember, but I do know for sure that when we were here 3 years ago, they were also featured in our little slide presentation. They just have moved along a bit further. They're actually in the tribe right now, but this is Matt and Christine Hamm. And so they came through a number of years ago, and it's not a rarity, but it's getting to be less and less common that folks are coming in a bit older with their families, having left a career to be following the Lord into mission. So our average age of folks coming in still runs, I think, about 24 years is our average student age. So typically, a lot of our folks are younger. But we do still, on occasion, have folks like Matt and Christine. The Lord redirects them in their 30s, 40s, sometimes even later. And so they came with their two high school children. And Matt was one that I worked with, or he worked with me, in maintenance as part of his campus ministry work detail. But now they've, 3 years ago, they would have been just heading over to the country. They've been over there. They're now in the Manam tribe. And this one is actually on a small island off of West Britain. And so there's no airstrip or anything on their particular island. So they actually do cross the open waters to make their supply runs back and forth. And so they're in the process of language learning. There had been a work in this tribe a number of years ago. Due to various issues, that work had kind of closed down. And so they're excited to get back in and build the relationships and begin teaching with this people. This is Michael Fournier, one of the single men that have come through a number of years ago. And he's currently in West Africa, just finishing up French language study. He and his roommate were just a real outgoing bunch, and they initiated a lot of things, bringing people into their apartment when they were students. And so we had a lot of time just in fellowship and just building relationships with Michael and his roommate.
This is Neil and Rochelle Canary. They recently finished up the training about a year and a half ago. They are in Tanzania, which is actually a new work for new tribes. And they have recently arrived, and I want to say within probably 2 weeks after arriving, the capital of Tanzania flooded. And we're talking 4 feet, 5 feet of rain in the streets. Kids were able to go to school in the morning, and in the afternoon, parents were not able to get out and get them picked up. And it did finally go down. But it was, I'm sure, a very interesting beginning for them to the field. And they're in national language study, studying Swahili, which is a new language as well for those of us who are in new tribes. This is Robert and Amanda Kay. They're another couple that they were a little bit older when they came into the training. They have 5 children. And they're a little bit of a different situation. They first went to West Africa, learned French, finished French language study, and then after that they moved to Burkina Faso because we're looking to open Burkina Faso. And so they're having to study a second national language, Jula. So they're on their third language in their lives. I have great respect for them learning a second national language. And Robert, a while back, had a health scare. They were afraid. I'm not sure they even knew what was wrong with him. Flew back to the States for an emergency medical kind of thing. And once he arrived back to the States, they found out there was absolutely nothing wrong. Whatever it was had cleared up. And so they spent 6 months home with family and friends and then headed back to keep studying Jula.
I think this wraps up this kind of student overview, and these have covered several years. But Stephen and Don Van Kampen, and yes, That's just their family in the picture. So that's been one of our larger families that have come through the training, and probably at least two of those have been since they've completed the training. But Stephen and Don, just a real outstanding couple. They're also serving in Tanzania. And as we've even talked about, and even with Pastor Paul's trip to Vietnam and some of the other things we've had exposure to, New Tribe's focus always being on tribal church planting, least reached people groups, and as Paul had shared about his Vietnam trip, there's cases to where New Tribes is having not a change of focus, but kind of a broadening of our focus. And there's looking at, like for instance in Tanzania, the prospects of more, as opposed to the New Tribes family being per se the church planters, but maybe being more consultants and working alongside nationals that are believers there. So not exactly the same kind of ministry that Pastor Paul has been involved in, but New Tribes is realizing a broadening of focus could open some new doors to us. And so the conventional look of this is what a New Tribes missionary looks like could be changing over the years. We're still keeping our focus where it's always been, but kind of turning the lens a little bit more wide angle and hopefully branching into some areas that haven't been part of conventional New Tribes throughout their years. So Stephen and Don are working with nationals at this point in their ministry there. And just a few things to be praying for in just the months ahead. I'll cover the first couple here. Just for us in our ministries, and Christy hadn't really elaborated on the change that went in there, but her most recent, over the last 3 months, they've had a huge need to get some additional help in the finance office of the training center. And so for the last 3 months, Christy's begun training and working in there. My maintenance involvement will be continuing on. And so just as you think to pray for us in the months ahead, just for Christy's transitions in ministry through this, through the things we're involved with, that we maintain the contact and the relationships with the students as they're coming through. And just for our children, as we mentioned, for Becca, as of August 2nd, she'll be flying to Mexico. Josh will be starting his junior year in college. And our daughter, Adriana, who likes to stay a little more in the background, she'll be starting her junior year in high school.
I'm going to jump to the last one and then jump back up to the third one and go on with kind of how I've gotten to where I am right now. I don't want to push a button. The last one is more students at the Mission Training Center, but honestly, I think it's across the board. Can we pray for more laborers, not only with New Tribes Mission, but with all mission organizations? There's so many countries that are opportunities to go and train national pastors. I know there's a lot of people besides Pastor Thyron that are going over as under the label of consultant or teacher and having a great impact in some of the Bible colleges across the world. They can get in for short term and teach and help train some of these pastors who have never been to a Bible college, never been to seminary, and just help them learn how to study the Word and help them learn how to do church planting. And so just pray for more laborers across the board. I know that our numbers are really low, and now that I'm in the finance office, I kind of know how many numbers we need to have, how many people and students we need to have paying rent, paying their bills to help make the whole campus run, as I'm paying electric bills and as I'm paying for gas bills. But I'd like to jump back up to the third one, and I'm going to incorporate that into just give you a couple minutes of the change that has come across my path. I was involved in the mentoring program, and we were involved in that program for about 4.5 to 6 years. As of May of 2014, we realized we kind of needed a break, we needed a breather, kind of needed to rejuvenate, and added along with that, our support level at that time was 45% of what is recommended, and we decided I was going to work all summer last summer, which also led into September and October of working, cleaning houses. So I changed seasons, it was time to change what was happening and changed hats, and I worked. And when we hit about November, I had decided I didn't like that hat so much. It was okay for the time. It was okay with what I was supposed to be doing at the time. But I really wanted to get back involved in ministry. But two things actually needed to change in order for me to get back in ministry. One was I had to have a ministry, and I had to figure out what I should be doing. And because my children are all of the age they are, two are in college, well, one's going to Mexico, one's in college, and one is in high school, very involved in high school, very independent, that I started looking for what I consider to be more of my forever ministry. Because before that, my focus was raising my children. And so I just fit in where I could. And I loved the mentoring program, and it worked great with my kids because we just had people join in with the family, and we did everything with our family, and it was a great opportunity. But I was like, okay, Lord, I really would like a ministry that I really feel like I'm making a difference, that I'm going to stay in for more than a year or a year and a half, or try and fit in. And then the second thing that needed to happen was our support needed to climb in order for me to not have to clean houses, to put food on the table and buy clothes. So the first thing that happened is I went to our personnel department. I said, what can I do? And they said, we have needed for 5 years someone to back up our guy in the finance office. Well, since Wayne hadn't had backup for 10 years, I knew what it was like to not have backup. And I thought, well, I don't know if I'm good with it or not, but I'll try the finance office. I like adding and subtracting. I don't like algebra, don't like geometry, but I can add and subtract. But the computer does almost all of that for you anyway. But anyway, I got into that. I thought, okay, I'm going to try that. And then within probably that same time frame, within about a 2 or 3 week time frame, our local church pastor and wife came to visit us and said, we would like to start supporting you financially now. Now, it didn't bring us up to what we need to be at, but it was as if God was saying, this is the direction you're supposed to go. This is what you're supposed to do. I will start bringing in the finances. You take the step of faith and go ahead and commit to doing this finance office job. So that was about 3 months ago. I started, and I actually like it. I'm really kind of surprised. I thought I wasn't detailed-oriented because I'm married to uber-detailed-oriented man. So I thought, I'm just not detailed-oriented. I found out I actually am more detailed-oriented than the average person. I enjoy it. They're teaching me more and more. It started as about a 4 to 6 hour a week job, and as they're teaching me more and more, it'll probably lead up to at least 12 to 15 hours a week. Works in great with still having a high schooler at home. Once she's out of the home, if we can add some more, that'll work great as well. So if you would still pray with us, we've actually reached about 53%, so we've climbed about 8% since last summer. We need to see that we're at about 65% of recommended support for me to stop doing all of my cleaning jobs. And right now, that would be about a $750 a month increase. So, should we move on to the final video?
Yep. So, now, being that we're just up here on rare occasions, I'm pretty sure you've typically dismissed long ago, as far as your... Because we do have one more thing which we think would be really, I think, a little bit entertaining, because there's some lighthearted moments to it, and I think very enlightening. It actually has some of the students that are actually just, current students that are the ones that are currently at the training center, be coming back in August. So we can either show that at this point, if that'll work. Okay. So what it is, as they're going ahead and getting that queued up, back in the fall, we put together a thing involving local pastors, churches. They held it at a kind of community center, and it was called a Brunch for the Nations. Even though the training center's been right there in the Lake Erie all these years, if our specific staff and students aren't involved in the different churches, which they are in a lot of them, but not all, some folks still just don't fully understand the scope of what we as an organization do. So they put together a thing called it a Brunch for the Nations, and this was a part of that, and it's a series of questions that are put forth to some of our students, and just kind of sharing why they're there, do they feel they're ready, and why are they even involved in this. And so there'll be some lighthearted moments, and just like the skit the teens did earlier, I think also some very thought-provoking things that we'll see through that. So with this, we'll terminate, close out our portion of the service. We'll have Pastor Paul come to close us in prayer, and then enjoy some of the things that I know have been talked about earlier after the service. So thank you again very much, and this is a Brunch for the Nations.
Joel. This is my wife, Nicole.
My name is John.
And I'm Asmara.
My name is Michelle.
Hi, my name is Chad.
Hi, my name is Seth.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we are students at the Missionary Training Center.
I grew up in the tribes. My parents were missionaries.
I grew up in Texas.
So I grew up in Germany.
I grew up in South America. My family is from Pennsylvania. And the last 5 years, I've been in Wisconsin.
I'm from Ohio.
I grew up on a farm in Australia.
And then Bible school, started work.
Did my bachelor's in education.
Moved to Canada, went to Bible college there. Became a pastor in Canada. And when I was done there, I went to Dallas Theological Seminary.
We were the Christmas and Easter kind of Catholics. I never truly understood the gospel or had a clear concept of who God was.
Pretty much for my whole life, I had always wanted to be a missionary.
Went to the University of Oklahoma. After that, I became a graphic designer in Dallas.
So for 2010 through 2013, I was in Kuwait.
At that point, it was really challenged to be part of what God was doing around the world and reaching unreached people groups.
Eventually ended up here through a series of events, just knowing that I want to be a part of discipleship, knowing that I want to be a part of reaching unreached people groups. And knowing that New Tribes has a program set in place that does that well. So, here I am. Definitely not. No. I don't feel ready. I don't know if we'll ever feel ready, but we definitely don't feel ready at the moment.
No, not ready.
No. Am I supposed to say more?
No. I don't think I'm ready to be a missionary. Oh, shoot, dude. Right now, I do not feel ready to be a missionary.
Ready? I don't think we'll ever be completely ready.
There's a million things that I have no experience in and really no idea how to start going about.
I don't think anyone's ever going to be ready. But with God, He meets you where you're at and with what you need.
So, you know, here or there, Spokane, Washington, where I'm from, or Tanzania, it's all the same. We need to be Christ to the people we encounter and share the good news of what He's done in our life.
God is definitely working in my life, and then this is something I'm going to do, and I'm trusting Him to make me the man to be able to do it.
I think the training here is super important because we get to learn from missionaries who have gone, so you can learn really practical things that you need to know before going.
New Tribes is a place that takes the expression, the communication of the gospel seriously.
It's probably the best place that we know of to be trained in how to go into a context, into a culture where we have no idea how to speak the language or how to understand how they're thinking, and then to be able to plant a church and bring that church to maturity.
I believe that the way New Tribes Mission goes about making disciples, I see that it practically works.
We truly believe, and I speak for both of us, that this is the best training for missions that's available.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Starbucks. We like coffee. And Dairy Queen's
Oreo milkshake.
Oreo milkshakes.
Taco Bell.
That's all I can think of right now.
Not me. No, it's not true.
Creamer.
With my coffee.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. But mainly the creamer.
The conveniences of Western life, not having to worry about the light coming on when you flip the switch.
Tacos.
Chipotle.
Burritos.
I think I'm going to miss the conveniences of plumbing.
Having running clean water. A dishwasher.
Spending Christmas with my family. I've never spent Christmas without my family yet.
Leaving the family and the comfort that we've known for so many years, and then showing up in a place where we hardly know anyone, we don't know how to speak the language, we don't understand what's going on. That's going to be a big
job transition. This is a real thing, and I've got to commit to doing this. That's what scares me about leaving the States. Not so much the physical part of it, or all the other little aspects that got to come into it, but just the realization of, man, God, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to trust you to give me the discipline and the longevity to be able to stick it out.
I will miss those relationships deeply, and my brothers, I have three brothers, and my mom and dad, Christmas and Thanksgiving. It will be hard, and we'll be foolish if we won't think it will be.
I'm going to miss being able to hang out with my buddies, hang out with my friends. I'm going to miss my church community. I'm going to miss the people who have become my best friends.
How can you not go? It's the Great Commission.
I mean, there are 2,000 people groups in the world who still don't have the message of the gospel. That's billions of people.
Jesus' last words were, man, go make disciples of every people group. Like, tell people, this is, you know, I came, and this is how you are to live. You know, I love you, and here's how you are to live.
It comes down to obedience. Obedience doesn't mean it's pain-free. Obedience doesn't mean it's always pleasant, and it doesn't mean it's always what we would choose in our human nature. But obedience is what God requires of us, and we pray we do it joyfully and diligently.
They've never heard the gospel, they've never been touched by it, and if we don't go, chances are generations of people will die without ever hearing that message.
This life is about the message that He left us to share to the rest of the world.
I couldn't fathom not obeying Him. So that's why I've got to go.
It's all about Him, and one day we'll see Him face to face, and we won't be saying, I wish I did less for you. We'll all be saying, I wish I did more.
In one way or the other, we need to be a part of that, of making disciples of every people group. And there's still people groups that are out there that don't have the gospel, that don't know that Jesus came.
I just think, how dare we think that we can't give Him all of ourselves? How dare we think that we need to hold on to ourselves?
I would love to be a part of one of those people groups who still hasn't heard the name of Jesus or who doesn't understand who He is yet. I would love to be able to spend my life, leverage my life in such a way that those people, when I'm gone, would be able to sing worship to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world.
Small sampling of some of the students we're presently working with, just the groups that we love and appreciate, just their heart. And in a lot of cases, they themselves are challenging us as much as we are challenging them in their ministries. And so it's just a joy to see that, and we consider it a joy to let them be the ones to kind of speak to you and challenge you this morning.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Wayne. God bless you. Thanks, Christine.